31 Bible quotes about hope. For the needy are not permanently ignored. The hopes of the oppressed are not forever dashed. When a wicked person dies, his expectation perishes, and the hope of his strength perishes. Discipline your child, for there is hope, but do not set your heart on causing his death. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. For I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord. I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you. I have plans to give you a future filled with hope. But I confess this to you, that I worship the God of our ancestors according to the way, which they call a sect, believing everything that is according to the law and that is written in the prophets. I have a hope in God, a hope that these men themselves accept too, that there is going to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. This is the reason I do my best to always have a clear conscience towards God and towards people. Therefore, since we have been declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of God's glory. Not only this, but we also rejoice in suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, because who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with endurance. Rejoice in hope, endure in suffering, persist in prayer. For everything that was written in former times was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and through encouragement of the scriptures, we may have hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe in him, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. For it is written in the laws of Moses, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain. God is not concerned here about oxen, is he? Or is he not surely speaking for our benefit? It was written for us, because the one plowing and threshing ought to work in hope of enjoying a harvest. If we sowed spiritual blessings among you, is it too much to reap material things from you? If others receive this right from you, are we not more deserving? But we have not made use of this right. Instead, we endure everything so that we may not be hindrance to the gospel of Christ. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. For if only in this life we have hope in Christ, we should be pitied more than anyone. I pray that God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give you spiritual wisdom and revelation in your growing knowledge of him, since the eyes of your heart have been enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the wealth of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the incomparable greatness of his power towards us who believe, as displayed in the exercise of his immense strength. That you were at the time without the Messiah, alienated from the citizenship of Israel, and strangers to the convents of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, who used to be far away, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. If needed, you remain in faith, established and firm, without shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard. This gospel has also been preached in all creation under heaven, and I, Paul, have become its servant. God wanted to make known to them the glorious riches of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him by instructing and teaching all people with all wisdom, so that we may present every person mature in Christ. Toward this goal I also labor, struggling according to his power that powerful works in me. But since we are of the day, we must stay sober by putting on the breastplates of faith and love, and as a helmet our hope for salvation. For God did not destine us for wrath, but for gaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are alert or asleep, we will come to life together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, just as you are in fact doing. We thank God always for all of you, as we mention you constantly in our prayers, because we recall in the presence of our God and Father your work of faith and labor of God and endurance of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. We know, brothers and sisters loved by God, that he has chosen you, and that our gospel did not come to you merely in words, but in power and in the Holy Spirit and with deep conviction. Surely you recall the character we displayed when we came among you to help you. From Paul, a slave of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, to further the faith of God's chosen ones and the knowledge of the truth that is in keeping with godliness and hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the ages began, but now in his own time he has made his message evident through the preaching I was entrusted with, according to the command of God our Savior. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. It trains us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, as we wait for the happy fulfillment of our people in the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave himself for us to set us free from every kind of lawlessness and to purify for himself a people who are truly his, who are eager to do good. So communicate these things with the sort of exhortation or rebuke that carries full authority. Do not let anyone look down on you. But when the kindness of God, our Savior, and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us, not by working of righteousness that we have done, but on the basis of his mercy, through the washing of the new birth and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us in full measure through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so, since we have been justified by his grace, we become heirs with the confident expectation of eternal life. But we passionately want each of you to demonstrate the same eagerness for the fulfillment of your hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and perseverance inherit the promises. And let us hold unwaveringly to the hope that we confess, for the one who made the promise is trustworthy. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he gave us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, that is, into an inheritance imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. It is reserved in the heaven for you, whom by God power and protected through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Therefore, get your minds ready for action by being fully sober and set your hope completely on the grace that will be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Like obedient children, do not comply with the evil urges you used to follow in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, become holy yourself in all your conduct, for it is written, "You shall be holy because I am holy." You know that from your empty way of life inherited from your ancestors, you were ransomed, not by perishable things like silver or gold, but by precious blood like that of an unblemished and spotless lamb, namely Christ. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for your sake. Through him, you know, you now trust in God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. See what sort of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called God's children, and indeed we are. For the reason the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Dear friends, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not been revealed. We know that whether it is revealed, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. And everyone who has hope focused on him purifies himself just as Jesus is pure. My confident hope is that I will not wait be ashamed, but that with complete boldness, even now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether I live or die. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by grace gave us eternal comfort and hope, encourage your heart and strengthen you in everything good you do or say.